Hi everyone. We're going to start our orthopaedic oncology segment with an epidemiology of bone and soft tissue sarcomas. They're an incredibly rare and diverse group of tumours which can be malignant and can be benign. So trying to work out how best to start talking about them whilst demonstrating organised thought process is quite important. Otherwise it's very easy to get lost in all of the different types of tumours that exist. So there's a couple of simple ways to start. Firstly, you can broadly categorise orthopaedic tumours into soft tissue tumours or bone tumours. Soft tissue tumours tend to be ones that involve the tissues of muscle, fat and connective tissue, but may also involve vascular tissue and neural tissue. Bone tumours are just as diverse and can have either cartilaginous, osteogenic, or even a hematopoietic background. And in addition to that, we can't forget the fact that metastatic lesions also feature quite strongly in the orthopaedic oncology workload. Overall, the incidence of sarcomas, which can be bony or soft tissue in origin and are generally the most horrendous of the lot, are incredibly rare. Soft tissue sarcomas account for only 1% of malignancies diagnosed in the UK, and bone sarcomas as a whole are only 0.2% of all diagnosed cancers. So considering the diversity in the number of tumour types that exist, how can we go about trying to identify a narrower but more realistic differential diagnosis list for any given individual? There are several factors that we can consider, which hopefully make this much easier. So in any conversation about orthopaedic oncology and are critical in helping to direct the diagnosis is the age of presentation and the site of presenting tumours. So an example would be osteosarcoma, which is more prevalent in the younger population with a peak age of between 5 and 24, with then a secondary peak occurring in later life, compared to chondrosarcoma, which has got a very low incidence in younger populations, but the risk increases with age. So with the age and the site of lesion, you can often narrow down the very diverse list of orthopaedic tumours to maybe just a handful. Now, obviously, this still requires a fair amount of workup to further refine that differential list and identify the real source. But as with all clinical scenarios, the key thing is to try to narrow down your differential list to the list of likely possibilities to help guide your investigations and clarify your diagnosis. So other factors to consider are environmental risk factors such as radiation, which can lead to secondary tumours, occupational and chemical risk factors, such as exposure to certain chemicals that may increase susceptibility of soft tissue sarcomas. And then also critical is host factors and genetic risk factors, such as hereditary multiple exostosis, which results in multiple bone growths and is an autosomal dominant condition. And things like enchondromatosis, such as Ollier's disease, which is a non-familial sporadic disorder characterised by multiple cartilaginous tumours, mostly seen in small bones of the hands. It's also important to see if there are any history of metabolic bone disease, which can give rise to malignancies such as Paget's disease. In the next podcast, we'll talk about how to work up a patient who has got a suspected bone tumour. The key points to just be aware of is that age, site of lesion are critical in helping refine your differential diagnosis list. And the last point to make is that any patient presenting with a bone tumour or potential bone tumour should also be evaluated and worked out for potential infection, as there is overlap in the clinical presentation and investigative findings between the two.